This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See, I feel like I'm so versatile that I can come out, play man, or I can play zone. I can play off man. I can play press man. You know, I can disguise. So I'm happy to just be able to go into an organization with a beautiful scheme that'll allow me to get the ball back.
Bills first round pick, Max Hairston. Chat about him in a moment. The Warriors and the Rockets. It's the fifth time the Warriors have eliminated the Rockets in the playoffs since 2015. You know, Bills, Chiefs is 4 out of 5. Rockets is 5 out of, you know, like 10. And it's also Steph Curry's third road game 7 win with 20 points.
Wow.
He's the only one to ever do that in the NBA. Warriors win. We're talking Bills offseason. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. High of 70 today. Looking like a reasonably nice day. Some rain possibly later. And joining us on the Western Hotline, Carl Jones of Channel 4 here as we chat about this offseason. Carl, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How you doing?
Is it a good morning for you? Because he's also a Cavs fan, I believe.
He is a Cavs fan.
And that didn't go well last night.
I mean, the Cavs are allowed. Go ahead, Carl. Go ahead, Carl.
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to have a good morning. We bringing up the past. You know, it's a Monday. It's a new week. You know, my Cavs, we're without our all-star point guard right now. You know, we're going to get his toe right. We're going to get him some nice medicine. And game two, we're going to come back nice.
Well, not just that. Listen, I mean, if the Cavs, what was the combined winning margin in the first round? They win by 700 points in the first round. Like, we'll allow one hiccup here to open the next round.
Yeah, we definitely have to understand we're in a different weight class now. This isn't the Miami Heat we're dealing with anymore. So the Pacers are nice, man. They get up and down the court, so we got to make sure we bring our A-game too.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs both underway. Draft is in the books. The offseason's in the books. The NFL schedule's about 9 days away in different parts of it as well. Carl, let's start on the Bills offseason. And Max Hairston, who we heard from right there. You know, we haven't chatted since the draft, so what'd you make of the Bills' first-round pick? How do you like it as, you know, are you one with love for defensive backs altogether? So as soon as they go defensive back, you're all about that. How do you like Max Hairston in the fit?
You know, you're correct. As soon as I saw a cornerback off the board, I'm like, yep, my cup of tea. I like it. But it was a little shocking for me at first for them to go in that direction, considering that he breaks the mold a little bit of what they usually go after. I mean, in terms of height, weight, he doesn't really fit that. I know he's 5'11". Listed at 183 pounds. He says he's up to 190. We'll see what his weight is during training camp when he's sweating all day. But I think clear and obvious what attracted him to them was his speed. And when you have 4.28, you can't really teach that. And there are some things that if you're a guy like Sean McDermott who is majoring in a zone-heavy scheme, you're like, hey, man, you're a guy who can tell this cornerback you can be a little bit more risky. You can take some chances because you have the recovery speed to make up for it on the back end. So I really like his hips. They're smooth. He's obviously very explosive and fast. His one hiccup is that he's a bit of a smaller guy, and that doesn't just show up in the run game. that shows up in the passing game as well in terms of going against those bigger guys and man. So I know that a lot of people hear speed, they think, oh, shut down man corner. It doesn't always work in that way if you're a smaller guy like he is.
Is that about like leverage, like guys that can kind of use their body to post up? I'm thinking about the way that Keon tries to win. He sometimes, you know, a guy will be in his hip pocket, but he's got such a big frame, he can box out corners like that.
Yeah, down the field, that's one obvious one for sure. And then you got to think about it even on the intermediate route tree as well. You're just bigger, stronger, faster in some ways, so you can just move a guy out the way. Think of like a dig where you can cut a guy off, but he just has more mass and he can move you out the way, or even a slant down there on the goal line. So I know I like what Brandon Bean said about him in that aspect of his game the night of the draft. He said, listen, if he had everything, he'd be a top five pick. So I think that the Bills were comfortable, you know, taking with his strengths there at 30 and saying we can work around some of his weaknesses once we get him in the building.
Does it get to the point with him, from what you see in him against some of those bigger bodies, that the Bills might want to move him around, almost shadowing the right type of receiver? We always talk about shadowing for, like, your number one corner on their number one corner, more so shadowing him on... You know what I mean? Like, if there's a smaller speed receiver on the other side of the field, that he'll move around with that guy.
I think that, I mean, I'll say this first. Give him the chance to go up against a bigger guy first. I mean, on paper, sure, he won't be able to do that. But, I mean, I'm from Cleveland, and I see Denzel Ward, who has a very similar frame to Max Harrison, compete with the biggest of the best every week in and week out. I mean, he's in the same division with the Cincinnati Bengals, and he has no problem with them. Now, Denzel Ward was a top five pick, so he's a much different profile of player as well. So give him a chance to do it. And if he can't, then Christian Benford's a much bigger cornerback. You can allow him to take those types as well. But there are also ways you can get around that as well. You know, say, hey, Christian Benford, you go up against the bigger corner. Maxwell Hilton will give you will double and give you help on the other side. So there are ways that you can scheme around some size efficiencies and make things work based off of the profile of Max Harrison.
Speaking with Carl Jones on the Wester Hotline, Carl of Channel 4, Syracuse football alumni as well. Carl, as you bring up Benford, I remember you were tweeting about him maybe right before he signed his extension that, you know, if the Bills wanted to start and deploy him in a different way, traveling a little bit more, do you feel like that is still on the cards? I mean, sometimes that can happen before the big contract. Sometimes that can happen once the big contract is signed. And with Harrison added in the mix as well, do you feel like that pickup in the first round changes the way that the Bills start to deploy Christian Benford?
I would hope so, and I'm not expecting to be in heavy doses. I would expect it maybe in more down and distance, obvious situations. Like, it's third and four, got to have it. End of the half situations, I wouldn't mind seeing him travel. Like, one situation that sticks out to me like a sore thumb, it's that third down situation against the Los Angeles Rams out there on the West Coast, where Puka Nacua is lined up against, I believe, Jamarcus Ingram, if I'm not mistaken, for the game-winning tutty, or someone that wasn't Christian Benford. In my opinion, that should have been where a situation where 47 was lined up against their best receiver. So it doesn't need to be all game, and I don't expect them to be that way, considering that Sean McDermott majors in zone defenses. And there is a big plus to not having your cornerbacks travel, because you will always have the illusion of disguise as well. So I know that some people say, like, oh, his cornerback travels. Well, once your corner travels, you are the jig is up. Like, we know that you're a man coverage. So I think there are some benefits and drawbacks of having your guy travel. But I think when it's third and four, man, it's two-minute drill. The whole stadium knows that Puka Nacua or Jamar Chase or that Justin Jefferson is getting the ball. I would like to see best on best in that situation.
How do you feel about their corner room overall right now, even down to the late draft picks? I saw you talking about Dorian Strong the other day, the Bills that they brought back, former Bills, Trey White and Dane Jackson. There's a lot of names there. Do you feel like it's a far superior group than they had last season?
I do. I do. And I think that speaks to the depth that they've acquired. I know that White reports are a little... Nothing's wrong, the wrong word, because we saw him out there on the field, but he was in a much more diminished role last year for the Baltimore Ravens in that dime role, so he only had to play 25-30% of the snaps. So if you're expecting him to be CB3 here, just know, like, hey, there's a bit of a curve and a bit of a projection there. But I really, really, really like Dorian Strong in the whole draft process. I remember watching him, I want to say, shortly after the NFL Combine, and I tweeted, yep, this is a Bills corner. Like, just the way he operates and the way he moves. Is he the greatest guy in man coverage? Maybe not, but he gives you a lot of other stuff. He has a really, really nice just like one-hand stab and press coverage, which is music to my ears when I'm watching it. I'm like, ooh, everyone else, they're like, I don't know what you so excited for, my boy. But, like, listen, that stuff right there is like Mona Lisa. But good ball skills, man. He has good feel down the field as well. I saw him, and I'm like, yeah, that's somebody that the Bills will develop into a starter. I told everyone this shortly after he got drafted. If you told me 10 years from now that Dorian Strong started like 4 or 5 years in the NFL, I would not be shocked.
Carl Jones on the Western Hotline. The draft as a whole, Carl, I mean, they focus on their defense. They focus on their front four. It kind of lines up with what they did in free agency as well. We've got a Twitter poll up about a grade on the offseason, and maybe they didn't go out and get a proven blue chipper, but they've given themselves some opportunities to maybe find someone that could become that.
Well, they didn't get a receiver, right?
That's true. You said it, not me.
No, but I think that was intentional in saying, like, hey, Joey Bosa may have been their biggest swing in terms of getting an ace pass rusher. And listen, we will see if that remains to be. I like the swing. I'll just say that. His health is obviously the biggest caveat. But if you can't acquire the big Myles Garrett or T.J. Watt or Trey Hendrickson, you can also acquire just a bunch of depth and go after a team in waves where the drop-off between the first, the second, and the third line isn't that steep. And I think I like that how Brandon Green addressed the offseason from up front. I like how they added some more juice and athleticism in the secondary. I have felt, and I'm being facetious here, joking, from being from Big Ten country. But for those who are college football fans, you will understand this to a certain extent. When the Big Ten teams 10, 15 years ago will go down and play the SEC squads, it will always be a stark athleticism difference on defense. You will watch my Ohio State Buckeyes play against Florida and LSU. You'll be like, man, they just don't look as fast. They don't have as much pop on defense. And I felt as if the Bills were operating the same way defensively over the past 4 or 5 years, and you saw it in the postseason. When you add a Max Harrison, when you add a Landon Jackson who has some juice up front, if this Deion Walker thing pops, he has some juice in some weird ways he can get after the quarterback. I like that approach as well, because juice and pop in the postseason is huge. And we just saw the Philadelphia Eagles, who had guys like Jalen Hunt and obviously Jalen Carter's his own beast. But there's a bunch of guys with athletic gifts get after the quarterback and change the way the Eagles were allowed to play defense.
Well, that's what it's all going to come down to, right? Like, it almost doesn't even matter what their ranking is at the end of the regular season for their defense. The whole judgment on how this offseason went, I feel like, is going to be how that unit performs when they get to the postseason.
Yeah, and I think that when you have guys who grade higher athletically, it gives you more versatility to do different things week in and week out. Brandon Bean alluded to this before the draft, where you just can't draft or acquire talent based on one specific team. Each team is different. The Baltimore Ravens play much different than the Bengals, and the Bengals play much different than the Chiefs. But if you have a guy, but if you have players who meet a certain athletic threshold, you won't be as scared or timid to pivot your game plan week in and week out. So where you have a team that's saying, you know what, we want to major in man coverage this week, and then the next week you want to do heavy zone, but you don't have the personnel to do that, whether you're scared. I look at the loss against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, where a lot of their DBs, and quite frankly, all of them, maybe outside of Benford, majored in zone coverage and didn't even really minor in man. Well, when they had to pivot and play more man coverage once the Chiefs were RPOing them to death, well, they were stuck. They couldn't really play that way because they hadn't played that way all year, and quite frankly, that wasn't conducive to their skill sets. So if you get some guys up front who can get after the quarterback and have some major in that, and then some DBs who can do some different things, you aren't as scared and as boxed in by your game plan when you get to those one-game seasons in the postseason.
Where are you at on safety for them? It's really the one position we haven't tackled really here. On paper, it looks like it could be one of those positions where we could get to the trade deadline, and that's the position that we're talking about. It's really just going to, I think, come down to whether Cole Bishop is up to it. And I don't know, how confident are you on him, and even Rapp, I guess, to some extent, too?
There is some concern, I think, out of all the positions on the field in terms of just week one. I think that's the one that I think is high on my list. And obviously, it's the unknown of Cole Bishop. Presumably, they're going to give him every single chance to be the starter opposite of Taylor Rapp. who I think is a solid starting NFL safety. I felt last year that the spine of their defense, so for those at home, look at the defensive tackles all the way back to the safeties. D tackles, Bernard, and then include the Will linebacker in there, so Milano slash Dorian Williams, and then the two safeties were very fragile is the wrong word because I really like Terrell Bernard, but it wasn't the strongest unit in terms of beef and how they made their presence felt on defense. And I think that Cole Bishop has to really improve his tackling this year to be a sure tackler back there at safety. Because you can say a lot about DeMar Hamlin. He usually got the guy on the ground if he was in his vicinity, which is an underrated trait as a defensive back. And Taylor Rapp was the same way. Think about all of the deep runs that he prevented from being touchdowns. I think about that Colts game. I think about the Jets game as well, getting down Breece Hall. Cole Bishop is going to have to take a step up in that department because I think back to that Chiefs game, and he missed a lot of tackles. So it's a room that, you know, there's a lot of concern, and I think it's bad to feel that way. I think the Bills will say the same thing. Based off his athletic profile, speaking on Cole Bishop, he's somebody that they will really like because he can do different things, but it remains to be seen if he can do it at the NFL level.
Speaking with Carl Jones on the Western Hotline. Carl, how about Elijah Moore, Josh Palmer, the two moves the offense makes? They have two receivers go out, two receivers come in. That's pretty much the change for the offense. The new fits, how do you like it, and how important was getting Moore to be in that mix?
I like them for the sole purpose of it helps slot players in different roles, maybe roles that they'll be more conducive to playing. Like I think of Keon Coleman. I tweeted this out the other day where, you know, the Bills really want him to be an outside receiver, and you know what? They're going to give him every opportunity to do that. But if they get to week 12 and they just find out that his skill set isn't strong enough to do that, or maybe not just strong enough, it just doesn't fit in that box, well, then you have a Josh Palmer who majors outside, and then you also have an Elijah Moore who can do some things outside as well. So if it is third down and you want to go two by two, so Elijah Moore on one side, Josh Palmer on the other, Khalil Shakir in one slot, and then Keon Coleman can be your other slot guy, and now you have options. When you didn't have an Elijah Moore or a Josh Palmer, Keon Coleman, no matter how bad that you maybe wanted to see him in a slot, he couldn't go in there because there wasn't just the body to go outside. So I like Elijah Moore. He's a nice separator. I don't know if he's like the deep threat that everyone is clamoring for, but I also don't think that Josh Allen is one of the quarterbacks who needs a pure, hey, line up on the line of scrimmage and just fly. His arm kind of meets in the middle with that, a lot of that stuff. So I like the move, though. Josh Palmer will be probably the sacrificial X on a lot of routes, which I think he signed up to be. And then Elijah Moore, I like the swing. I mean, listen, if he doesn't work out, I mean, it's late April, early May. What else type of player are we trying to get on the receiver market this time of year?
You're talking about Palmer that way. Are those, what do they call those, the empty calories? He's got those ones in the future, you think? The carb routes?
The cardio routes?
Love of the game routes, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't mean that in a negative way, but just like you also need certain body types to be there, but also someone that will at least pose some type of threat. Because if you throw me out there at X receiver, well, there's no one that's going to believe that I'm actually going to get the ball on this route. Like, I'm running a clear out post. Maybe back in the day I could scoot a little bit, but right now the defense is like, oh my God, it's like we playing 10 on 10 right now because that dude's useless. Josh Palmer provides some threat out there when he's on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's something we talked with Sam Monson last week, and when we asked him about the receiver room, he kind of had the same thing. Like, I like what they've done. It's just kind of confusing to me. They don't have a true X receiver on the entire roster. Even Palmer can play the X, but even Sam put it like, I think he's best at the Z position, and Coleman might be at his best at the slot position. It's like these guys can play the X, but is anybody on the depth chart at their best when they're out there?
Yeah, and I think I do want to mention this as well, though. 60-70% of the game, I'm just spitballing here a little bit. I don't think the receiver designations in terms of X, Y, and Z will truly matter. The Bills play so many condensed formations. They use a lot of motion to free up their guys and get releases anyways. I mean, how many times have you seen Khalil Shakir do that order motion behind the line of scrimmage? Or you see the X-ray and D receiver 3 yards away from Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. Those are ways that you can manufacture space and manufacture free releases. Now, when it does come up is when it's 3rd and 7 and you can't do all that stuff. You just got to line up on their line of scrimmage and go. That's where it'll come up a little bit more where, like, hey, we can't – I don't want to, you know, tear up any old wounds here. I'm not trying to see or in motion on fourth and five anymore. And you do that because you don't have the personnel to just go win on fourth and five, right? Against, remember that, I'm speaking of the play against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I mean, you think about the play before that, they're running the screen to Amari Cooper on third and long. So, like, there's obviously many ways that you can get there. And I know that most of the game, the designations won't matter because they do such a good job of motion and where they align their receivers on the field. But, hey, it's 36. Somebody got to go win. Yeah. And I think that's when it will show up.
Which, Carl, like, this kind of gets to the big, you know, conversation about this among Bills Mafia or whatever, like the Bills internal conversations. You know, their offense has been tremendous. There's no disputing that. They've shown they can go months and months and months. It really is down to a couple plays and whether or not this version of this offense will have the answers in those spots.
Yeah, and you're going to need one or two of these guys to just really become that guy in certain situations. I'm thinking about money downs, 2 minute. And I love Khalil Shakir and what he's done and the value that he's provided as a fifth round pick, I believe in the 2022 draft. But he's not necessarily a guy who, like, hey, it's third and six, press coverage, Trey McDuffie's on him. Josh Allen doesn't care. He's still going there. I think the Bills are going to need, whether it is a Keon Coleman, a Josh Palmer, or, you know, Dalton Kincaid maybe can take that step from a tight end position. Hey, Elijah Moore, you just got him playing with Josh Allen, the best quarterback he's ever had in his career. He can take that step. They're going to need to find just one player who they can fit in that role. And it's going to be difficult because usually those guys either, A, go high in a draft or you got to give up some draft capital to go get them. But they got to find that guy because, like you just mentioned, man, third and five, AFC Championship game, fourth and six, Josh Allen can only do but so much because Steve Spagnuolo is bringing six and seven, and he don't have much time to go through routes. He just got to go to his guy and pray that they win.
Carl Jones on the Western Hotline. Carl, thanks very much, and you know, good luck to the Cavs. I think it'd be fine, right? It'd be all right.
I think I would still pick them to win the series. That's not crazy.
Cavs in five.
In five.
Cavs in five. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks when we're going against Boston, and then I'm going to need some prayers to see how we take down the Jays.
All right. Thanks, Carl, as always.
Yeah, you have a good one.
All right, Carl Jones of Channel 4. You can follow him on Twitter as well, and I would recommend it. He's great stuff, you know, at Jones11 underscore to follow Carl from News 4 Buffalo. Syracuse football alumni. I did not bring up the fact that Syracuse lacrosse just won the ACC. You know, just didn't bring it up, Joe. We're approaching
Syracuse
the
lacrosse.
Syracuse lacrosse. Huh. It's lacrosse's time of year. The Bandits coming up on you know, the actual national championship when Memorial Day weekend.
Didn't they win last year in men's soccer also?
A couple years ago, they won men's soccer the national championship. That was pretty great.
No, it went
to kicks, and that was very dramatic.
Yeah, it's good. Syracuse is a lacrosse and soccer school now.
That is right. I'll take it.
Something.
No complaints.
It's not a basketball school anymore.
No, that is.
Sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry.
It's like during the drought when Bill, I'd go on the road in a Patriots fan, like, the Bills stink. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Good one.
you're not really hurting me here. All right. 803-0550. Sal, when we return, we're going to recap the Micah Hyde charity softball event and just, you know, talk to him for a few minutes because it's a big event. They sell that thing out. They get a lot of fans there, some weather, but a lot of people in town who won the Home Run Derby. So we'll check it with Sal. A good day for Micah Hyde, a good day for the community to raise money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For a great cause. Check in there. Brayton Wilson at 9:30 on the NHL prospects. That when you, if you watch the drawing tonight, who are we drawing for? It's not a McDavid. It's not a Matthews. Who is it? That's coming up at 9:30. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
I just saw the lower bowl angle of Winnipeg's goal with 1.6 to play, which immediately transports me back to the lower bowl angle of the Drury goal against the Rangers, which is better than the broadcast view. Something about those videos taken in the stands, although the Drury one is significantly grainier because phones didn't do what phones do now. Anyway,
I also learned that I looked this up over the weekend. The longer those videos sit on YouTube, the more they're compressed and the worse the quality gets.
Oh, all right.
So if you're watching some video from like the 06 Sabres that was uploaded in like 2007, it over time is getting worse and worse.
So the TV wasn't that bad back then.
No, I mean, it was definitely worse, the TV was, but it's not as bad as you're seeing.
All right. Sal, were you at the Drury game against the Rangers? Were you there for that
one?
No. Wow.
No, so it was May 4th, 07, correct? Do you know what night that was? It was a was that a Friday night, a Saturday night? Do you remember specifically?
I'm pretty sure it was a weekday because I feel like I remember going to school the next day about and talking about it.
I'm looking right now, 27. I'm looking at my old calendar. You can scroll on your Apple phone or your iPhone or something. You can scroll on whatever phone, I'm sure. 2007, I got it right here. May 4th, right? That was a Friday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Friday night. So that's what it makes sense because what I remember is, no, I was coaching at a track meet. And I told Yana, I said, don't tell me what happens in the game. I don't want to follow it. And, you know, and it was back then. I don't think, you know, we weren't on Twitter or anything.
No,
I think
no.
Twitter came a couple years later for me. So I didn't want to follow it. And she knew. She watched it. She did not tell me.
Wow.
And I watched the game when I got home and replayed it and saw it. So it was happening to me for the first time, but it had already taken place, basically.
Yeah.
And you would have been in Florida? You said?
I was in Florida, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Right, because
I think, I mean, back then, who knows? I think, I don't remember, you know, exactly, was it on maybe, what channel was it on then? Versus or whatever it was at the time?
Probably.
Was it on that channel?
Yeah.
Right? So I think, like, we had the ability to you know, TiVo or something, I don't know, not like today, a lot of different ways you do this stuff.
Right, because it's the Sal curse. Sal came back to Buffalo and they haven't made the playoffs since. Sorry, Sal, it's not your fault.
Thanks, Joe.
It's not your fault, I promise. I think.
I know. I did. That is true, though. The Sabres' last playoff appearance was like 4 months before I returned here. That is correct.
Wow. Well, Sal, you were at the Micah Hyde charity softball event yesterday. I know you're on the field for that, a big part of that event. And, you know, a lot of people show up to that, have a great time. How'd it go? Give us the recap. I know the weather wasn't perfect, but it looked like everybody had a good time.
Well, let me just start by saying, what an amazing job the Buffalo Bisons did, Micah's entire team, the Imagine for Youth Foundation that he's a part of, everybody that's involved with all of it. And I went through everybody. I wouldn't have enough time, but anybody who was involved in it, they did a great job because it was constant communication, you know, leading up. What do we do? How do we handle the weather? You know, the Bisons, they're a minor league team that, you know, they're a professional baseball team, so they know how to handle weather. You know, I think the things you have to think about is wet field, you know, these professional football players, making sure everything's safe for them, all that kind of stuff that goes into it. The timing of it. I'll tell you this. We have friends in town from Florida, and we got to see them last night. They're staying downtown at a hotel, And my friend said, oh my God, I couldn't believe these people were tailgating for a softball game. We saw these Bills fans outside at 9, 10 o'clock. I said, that's what we do here in Buffalo, right? So from that standpoint, it was great. Still sold out the event. It was unbelievable. The event went off. The only thing that changed really was the game took place before the Home Run Derby because we wanted to make sure we got the game in case it did rain because of the timing of the rain. But everything still got in. Played six innings. The offense defended their crown. They wound up beating the defense maybe like 9-4, 9-5 through a six-inning game. They defended their crown, so two-time champs for the offense. And I got to tell you guys, I mean, I don't know what background, I have to look into what Mitch Trubisky has in baseball or softball, but holy cow, he was amazing. Like, he was making plays at shortstop that would fit inside the stadium they were playing, if you get my drift, right? Yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable. And I heard like Derek Forrest, who plays, who's now safety for the Bills, he was there. And he, like, after the game, he was talking. I overheard him, and I started talking to him about it. He said, oh, my God. He goes, like, did Mitch, like, play high-level baseball? Like, that was incredible. Like, seriously, that's how impressive he was. So, really good job by him. So, then we get to the Home Run Derby, and it was there were eight guys in the Home Run Derby. And the Ray Davis was leading with three. You only get seven swings that aren't home runs count as an out. You get seven outs. So one round through because of the rain, we didn't do all these, you know, brackets or stuff. So Ray Davis was in the lead. And then Keon Coleman had two, but he kept arguing that he had three because there was one swing that he said he didn't want to count, but we still counted it. So Keon wanted to get back in, but it didn't matter because Dwayne Carter actually wound up with four home runs, maybe five, to actually take home the Home Run Derby Championship. He had not played last year. It was his first time at the game. So congratulations, Dwayne Carter. He is the new home run champion.
Okay. What was Coleman's problem? He took a swing and then said after that he didn't swing, or
I don't know. Like, it's not it. He was literally just like, there was no doubt. It was a two swinger. He thought that because it was cool what he did. What happened was he had two home runs at the time. He took a swing and he swung so hard he spun around. He hit the ball twice. So he hit the ball again. He like fouled it off. Wow. The ball was kind of there, and as he swung around, the ball hit the again and it went fair. And yes, that's a swing, but he's like, but that's so cool, I shouldn't count it as a swing, right?
I agree with
that.
Like,
he's just trying to sneak his way in there, to be quite honest with you guys.
I agree with
that.
So he got counted as two swings on the same pitch?
No, he didn't get counted as two swings, Joe. He's just saying, that was so cool, you shouldn't count that. Like, I did a thing nobody else did.
I agree with that. I think that makes, like, well, I was just showing you a trick shot that I can do. Now,
yes.
Now I want my real swing.
Yes, that's exactly kind of what he was saying. Like, you on the golf course, Jeremy, when someone rolls the ball, you do the one-timer.
That's right.
Like, that's not my real drive.
That's right.
That's just me showing you I could do.
I haven't done the one-timer in a long time, by the way.
Yeah, there's a sneakiness to the trick shot, because if you pull off the trick shot, he's going to want that home run counted the same way if I... if I walk up to a putt that's 8 feet away and I go between the legs and I miss it, I'm going to go, it doesn't count. But if it goes in, I'm like, that's a par.
That's how trick shot, yeah.
Now,
I support that.
Ray Davis had none of it. He had none of it. He's like, that does not count. Does not count. It didn't matter at the end of the day, I guess, because Dwayne Carter beat them both, thank goodness. But Keon was still, he was still pleading his case. All Keon right. wanted to get that last swing. And honestly, I would say that the fans would have loved it, because we did a thing, and the Bisons did, and Micah's team did a thing where they had, for the first time ever, a fan vote which one of the players gets an additional $2,500 to their foundation. And they'd scan a QR code and vote for the players, and Keon actually won the fan vote.
Nice.
So he was the most popular kind of MVP by the fans. So one of the most awesome things that Micah's foundation is doing now, because it's been going on for so long and there's so much money raised, guys, Micah's foundation gave $3,500 to each of eight different players who have their own foundations, which is amazing.
Awesome.
Right? And then on top of that, they had the fan vote for another $2,500. Keon won that. Keon also hit a bomb home run where he rounded third base and he started doing backflips down the third baseline to get to home plate. I'm not kidding. He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah, between what? Football, basketball, and now he's mashing baseballs and gymnastics along the way.
Incredible.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Sal. This week, of course, we're getting closer and closer to the schedule revealed. Do you text Mike North, you know, every couple days about some insider info? How's that work?
I don't this time of year, because I don't want to intrude on him, and he's got a lot going on, and I don't want to be that guy that, you know, you overdo it a little bit too much, he's going to stop giving me information, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I do text him once in a while an operational question, if that makes sense, and other things that I'm hearing, and I'm like, hey, is this possible? And he'll say, well, yes. He doesn't tell me what's happening for sure, because he doesn't want that out there, and he doesn't want to leak it. And a lot of times they don't know, quite frankly, guys, because... Yep. As I've said before, and he's gone over this, the schedule isn't done until like a couple days before it comes out. It really isn't. They know certain things about the schedule. I will text Mike once in a while, though, and just ask him, hey, you know, I'm hearing that this could be possible. Would you guys actually consider this? And that's when he'll say, well, think of it this way, Sal. If we do that, we have to balance this. We have to balance that. And that's when I'll formulate some opinions about what might happen.
Well, the biggest question, of course, is will the Bills go to Ireland, right? Is that the big, big question? I mean, yes. They could play on any number of days, but they have a game against the Steelers. And you've talked about this a bit, whether Pittsburgh and if it's Rodgers against Green Bay. I'd imagine it's really tough what to do with the Steelers when you don't know who their quarterback's going
to
be.
I'm going to go back and listen to your podcast with Mike North and Full again this week, Sal, but correct me if I'm wrong. At this point, they're designing the schedule until, and I know it's finalized in a couple days before, but they're doing the schedule now as though Rodgers isn't a Steeler.
You have to. There might be a chance in there, and maybe Mike alluded to this in a little way, like to think about, like, of course it could happen, right? That you know that could happen. You have to kind of think about that. But I think what happens here is with the league, and by the way, thanks, Joe, and you should do, and if anybody hasn't listened to it, it's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Just type in Always Game Day in Buffalo, Mike North, and we've done it for many years, but Matt Bove and I had him on last month, and it went for an hour and a half. It's a really, really informative, educational, fun listen about the NFL schedule and a lot of these questions we ask about, which is this question. And I think what helps the NFL schedule makers here, Joe, is the Steelers are already a national brand, right? They don't need Aaron Rodgers to elevate them. And I know people go, come on, it's the Steelers, but they really are. I mean, they have fans all around the country. You know, we see it. They travel well. Now, are we saying that they're going to have the exact same number of primetime games if they knew that Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback versus not? No, but I think that they will still already get their fair share of that kind of treatment with or without Aaron Rodgers. So I think that helps them in this regard. You know, it's not like, I don't know, pick a team. The Arizona Cardinals, right? Maybe that would change the equation if they knew or not knew a little bit more. As far as Ireland is concerned, you know, there was a report a couple weeks ago that Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, who's from Clarence, he said he believes the Steelers will protect that game against the Packers at home, meaning don't send it to Ireland. Now, according to the information I had from Mike publicly was, yeah, we consult teams on this. They don't have the final say. What I've since learned is there could be a protection along the way. So let's just say it that way, right? Like, I don't know how full on go they go, you get to protect this game or that game or how many games, but I think if the Steelers are steadfast about we're not sending that game there, I guess that's the case. But we don't know how the Steelers are actually going to feel. But that's what Mark Murphy said from the Packers, thinking that they wouldn't go to Ireland, meaning I would say that leads a little bit more towards the Bills.
All right.
Or another team. I think it's going to be like the Vikings or Seahawks, because I don't think it's going to be in those North teams. Mm-hmm. And you already have Miami going to Europe, and you already have whoever else they play at home going to Europe. So you just have to narrow it down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sal Capaccio checking in on schedule a little bit and on the Micah Hyde charity softball game. New at BuffaloBills.com. I just found this just now, just going to the website. They have at their front page the Highmark Stadium Update Stadium Signage Test, where they're hanging the big letters. I think they just
one letter.
One, the K.
The K.
Just a K. But a big K just hung up because they're going to install the name of Highmark Stadium at a later date. But
They said, I think watching the video that they put out, that it they don't have all the letters, like they're being made, and like they'll get them slowly over the next, I think they said over the next like 8 months or something. So the K is up though, unless they took it back down.
I think they take it back down. I think they take it down.
Okay, they put it up just to test.
Yeah,
and then okay, that makes
maybe
sense.
They leave it up for a little while. Yeah, but the whole name is up at a later date, but. In this video, you see, you know, some pictures and overhead drone shot, just to give you an idea of just how much the stadium is done. I mean, like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever, structurally. Pretty cool. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Hey, so the NHL draft lottery is tonight.
Before we get to that, join us in the fight against cancer, Ride with Bulldog, and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. Saturday, June 28th, you can join our team, pick up an email, or you get your email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not riding, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details.
Draft lottery tonight. The Sabres have a 6.5% chance of picking first overall, 6.7% picking number two, and then there's this very odd 0.2% chance of picking number three.
Yeah, even though they don't draw for the third pick.
No, they only draw one and two.
Yeah.
So how could they pick third?
In the extremely unlikely circumstance in which the one of the bottom five teams... Detroit through, or the Islanders through the Flames. No, Detroit through the Flames, 12 through 16. One of those teams gets drawn, and then the Sabres get drawn because you can only go up 10 spots.
Yeah.
There's a rule that you can only go up 10. So Detroit, Columbus, Utah, Vancouver, Calgary, I believe none of them can pick first. So if they get picked, and then the Sabres get picked, well, then, you can't pick first, Columbus. So well,
Columbus can't even pick second. Columbus can only go up to three.
Okay, so Detroit.
It's only Detroit.
Oh, so it is only Detroit.
It's Detroit or the Rangers?
So it would be Detroit gets drawn, then the Sabres get drawn.
Right, because Detroit can only go up to two.
And then the Sabres would get number three. That's
okay. Okay.
That one instance is the only way they could pick third.
It's weird.
Which, by the way, so I'm not even really treating it as, only 6.5 for number one. 13 point, if I include that small percentage for third, 13.4 to pick in the top three. Because have not seen any consensus on who the top pick is. We'll talk with Brayton.
Yeah.
But to me, like, pick one might feel almost the same as pick one tonight.
Sim lottery once, twice, I'm picking ninth.
Well, that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it's as far as you could drop. Yeah, Anaheim and Pittsburgh went up to 1-2. Great, Pittsburgh. Have a good time.
Would that be the worst team to win tonight?
I would.
Pittsburgh.
Care.
I mean, it's not like they're getting a Crosby, but they finally are bad and they win the first pick.
Boston's worst.
Okay, that's right.
Boston is worse.
No, Boston would be worse.
But we'll talk with Brayton on the players who this lottery is really for. The last I heard about it was basically there's a top four.
Right.
There's a established top four, not anybody that ranks like, you know, one of these generational guys or even a consensus number one guy. 803-0550. So Brayton gives us the update on that at 9:30. Jeremy and Joe, we have some trivia for you coming up next segment, some stats of the day, and reliving playoff glories gone by because Winnipeg's moment reminds us of a couple great ones around here that have been so far gone. You can give us a ring if you want, 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.